FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the president from sending National Guard troops from any state into Portland. Oregon's Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Israel and Hamas about to begin talks in Egypt on President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas says that it accepted the deal. Now the onus is on Hamas.
Talks will center on a ceasefire, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, and release of the hostages. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks. Two American scientists and a researcher from Japan have just been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. This morning's announcement from Stockholm.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi have provided fundamental knowledge of how the immune system is regulated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The message was for Milwaukee County, but with a run for governor as the backdrop, David Crowley may have tailored the address for a wider audience. Last week, Milwaukee County Executive Crowley delivered his proposed budget for next year. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is proposing a $1.4 billion budget for next year that includes cuts to transit and health services. It's to address a $47 million deficit.
We are the largest, the most diverse county in Wisconsin. We are the economic engine of the Badger State, and we are Wisconsin's epicenter for culture, entertainment, industry, innovation, tourism, and so much more. So let's act like it. Let's lead by example. The rest of the state is watching how we're going to respond to these challenges. Because you know what? They're feeling the pinch too.
The shortfall is said to be caused by inflation, public safety overtime, and the end of pandemic aid. To close the gap, the county plans to reduce bus service hours, raise fares, and cut programs like same-day paratransit. Health and Human Services, including substance abuse and eviction support programs, also face reductions. Crowley is asking for a $12 million increase in the property tax levy to help balance the budget. The Democratic candidate Crowley now faces a more crowded field in the race for governor. Former Economic Development Director Missy Hughes announced her bid this week. Also running, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, beer vendor Ryan Sternad, and Madison area reps Francesca Hong and Kelda Royce. Among Republicans, Representative Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Showman have declared their candidacies.
The 2026 Wisconsin fall primary will take place on August 11th to narrow the field of those running for governor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible, mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, book bans have not gone away, but we've tended to forget about it. We're going to talk about book bans and what that means for our children. Please join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from Dallas, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Man, he played that so straight. I mean, that was professional. That was some good stuff out of Parker Olson.
Well, thank you. Hey, that's Wisconsin, certainly strong.
Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, October 6, 2025. It's I'm sure another beautiful morning up north. It's a much warmer morning down here in Texas, but nice to have you here from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or watching us on social media, catching us as an app, or all the other ways to join us. Where again, kind of continue the seasonal tour of Daughters, and that would include that pit stop in Nashville late last week for a conference, and now down here in Dallas where. I don't know the origin of the term Dallas, but I believe its Latin root is the eternal quest for shade. You're just all the time looking for the next shady spot because it's hot. It's just always hot down here. Whereas Alicia puts on YouTube, it's a little rainy in Shawano. Yes, apparently the front went through over the weekend, and bye-bye summer is the situation. Apparently, Parker, same as you in Madison, I would imagine.
I don't know. I almost got a sunburn on Saturday at the Whitewater game because it was so nice.
Yeah, that was Saturday, but then this front came through on Sunday, and
I guess,
from what I see, the temperatures in the Chippewa Valley, it was 87 degrees on Saturday afternoon at about 4 o'clock. On Sunday, yesterday, it was about 80 degrees at 1 o'clock, but that might be the last 80s for a little bit here. So
that's fine.
Keep that in mind. Apparently, the gusty winds have died down, and now they're talking about maybe some frost on Wednesday morning. So, you know what we say about the theater of seasons? You don't like the weather? Just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it'll be here. So, I guess the hoodies will be coming out. The forecast notes temperatures will warm up again later in the week, but not be nearly as warm as what was seen last week. So when last we left, producer Parker Olson, he was facing this quandary. The Brewers-Cubs game was going to be game one, was going to be Saturday afternoon, as he was also watching his beloved UW-Whitewater football team. Were you able to multitask successfully?
Multitasking was fairly successful. Did not get to really watch the Brewers, but I was looking at the score, had that on my phone, checking now and then. They were also doing updates in the stadium at Whitewater, which was very nice. And it was always good to hear a good little cheer from the crowd, because in that territory, you never really know if that's more Cubs fan or Brewer fans.
That's true. It's just close enough to the border, shall we say. Yeah. And I can say that I didn't see a single bit of game one because that was our travel day. And I thought being at the airport in Nashville, you know, there's plenty of places to eat and drink and with TVs on. And I thought somewhere. Yeah. Somebody would have a TV on with playoff baseball. It's playoff baseball.
It's
also Nashville. And so there was nothing but college football everywhere. And nobody was going to be turning their TV off their particular favorite college football game. So I was simply following it on the phone, seeing that the Cubs had jumped up, leadoff home run, 1-0 in the top of the first. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. But here we go was what you should have said about the Brewers when they came up. Instead, I was, I'm just, again, sitting there having lunch in the airport going, all right, well, it's now 4-0. Okay, it's now 6-0. And, I mean, they even brought in Aaron Civale.
I know.
Aaron Civale, who left the Brewers in a huff, went to the lowly White Sox, somehow is on the Cubs roster now. He got tagged for a run right away, but then Jackson Churio went out with that hamstring issue, which I guess we can call an issue, not an injury. It's not as bad as we feared, but still.
I am waiting to hear how his workouts yesterday went, because Murphy was like, the sky might be falling, and Churio was like, I'm fine. So,
my not-so-bold prediction is we won't see much of Jackson Churio except in the Kirk Gibson moment. And anybody who knows their baseball lore, you know, knows Kirk Gibson with two bad knees comes up for the Dodgers. What was that, 1990, something like that. You know, hits a home run, can barely make it around the bases as Jack Buck is saying, I don't believe what I just saw. And yeah, I don't know that Jackson's going to see a lot of action, but he'll get a pinch hit at just the right moment. He'll look like, what was the catcher's name in Major League? And at the end, he bunts and he's got to run the bunt out at the end of the movie there, and he just barely gets across first base. You know, what I predict.
There you go. I could see that happening. I wouldn't mind that happening.
Yeah. Let's see. From Roger and Stevens Point, Marshfield's Dalton Varsho had two home runs and two doubles in Toronto's 13-7 win over the Yankees. The Blue Jays are now up on the Yankees 2-0.
That also makes me very happy.
I know. Yes. Let's see. Alicia says, joke's on you. My hoodie never gets put away. Well, yeah.
Fair.
There's some parts of the state where you do have to leave the hoodie out there full time. So we managed to not see game one while we were traveling. But, again, it's nice to get out and about, as we've been doing here. And yesterday that included, once we got here to see my older daughter, our younger daughter also flew down. So we had both daughters and all four grandkids. And we went to, they said we were going to this arcade. I'm like, oh, an arcade. Okay. Sounds interesting enough. This was a massive, because everything in Texas is big. I don't know if you know this. They'll tell you if you don't believe me.
Let me hear.
This massive arcade filled with retro, like old school video games.
Oh, cool.
The stuff that I played 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You pay $10 at the door and that's it. No quarters. You just go to whatever games you want.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you play. I mean, there were hundreds of these that I haven't played in like 40 years. There was Galaga, and there was Centipede, and there was Donkey Kong, and there were so many pinball machines. And it was just the best little trip through time watching these things. And I know both daughters and I think a couple of the grandkids just kind of rolled their eyes like it, you know, because now I'm the one who looks like the kid in the candy store.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
And I was going to say, I'm sure that was a day for the grandkids and it turned into a day for you.
Yes, it started off that way. Well, the 6-year-old caught on to Pac-Man real fast.
Good.
And there were many versions of it. So there was like this tabletop version that was easy for us to play together. And he got good at it pretty quick here. So, you know, there was some fierce competition going on with Grandpa over who could do what with Pac-Man. But, oh, my goodness, I was completely blown away at how much stuff on there. I haven't played pinball in forever. Have you?
Boy, it's been a long time. I don't remember.
Okay.
I have. Don't give me that. I have.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not really a thing anymore. But these machines were, by and large, you know, up to date and working fine. The animation, of course, is hilarious. I don't know the computer terminology for it. It's like 8-bit or whatever.
Oh,
I
sure.
mean, you just, I mean, you know, the old Atari pole position where, you know, every car goes up in flames and when it crashes, like, and yes, it sounds exactly like that.
That is the sound, yeah.
It was great. I was like, oh, man, if we could just, if there's, it was just a great trip back in time. I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could do that just a little bit more often? Or maybe just, you know, send some people back in time. I'm thinking of a particular president who was, you know, back in the 80s, he was more popular, you know, than he is now, but for, you know, different reason. Like, oh, he's that building guy. Not the guy that's sending, you know, troops into American cities and things like that. So there's times when it would really be nice to head back. I know. For example, my knees would feel much better if I could go back.
You wouldn't be able to predict the weather anymore with your knees.
No, because like there's a trampoline in the backyard here, and I'm hearing, you know, Grandpa, come jump on the trampoline. No. It's not that I don't want to, yeah. But it's like you just know you'd come down wrong on something, and pretty soon your knee or your back or something. And I know I'm sounding like I'm 80 years old. I'm not 80 years old.
No,
but
well, you're sounding
all it takes
a lot
is one
cautious.
Little tweak, and you're like, oh, okay, I need an ice pack now.
Yeah, you sound a lot more cautious than Dr. Lyerly, so that's probably a good thing.
That's really what I'm trying to do here. I'm being the cautious one over here. I did go through, and this was a couple years back. I did, again, with the daughters and the grandkids. We were on a beach someplace, and again, one of the younger grandkids, you know, wanted to play tag or whatever, and I'm running, and next thing you know, I just completely collapse on the beach, having pulled a hamstring. And so having to go get an ice pack and just stay in my beach chair for the rest of the day.
Aww.
And you're just so embarrassed. It's like, okay, well, this, you know, Father Time is still undefeated. So, yeah. So I'm a little bit more careful now, but we'll see when Dr. Lyerly gets here in the next, you know, 15 minutes or so.
What shenanigans she's gotten up to.
Well, yeah, because now I did see at one point she put up a social media post about yard work, and she did talk about doing the yard work. So. We'll see whether she did it or not. And then, of course, she'll tell us what's on her show, which is now on statewide across the Civic Media Network on Saturdays at noon. So, you know, she had another great episode this weekend, and will tell us what's coming up for the next one. She had all this extra time, of course, because the Packers were on a bye weekend.
This is true.
So that was nice. So we'd play, I didn't even put the note in front of me here, but next Sunday at 3:25. So we've got a little time for that. The Brewers, meanwhile, getting back to the National League Division Series, game two with the Cubs. Well, it's a late one. First pitch isn't until 8:08, I think. And so the pregame will begin tonight at 7:35 on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. And I already am dreading how tired I'm going to sound 24 hours from now. Though, again, I'm not going to stay up through the whole thing. And I'm thinking you might have learned your lesson now, having tried to stay up a couple of times and may not stay up.
No, Pat, you give me too much credit. I'm not that smart.
And last I saw, they weren't going with a starting pitcher.
No.
They were going with a starter.
Opener, yeah.
An opener, yeah. Aaron Ashby is going to be the opener.
And I don't remember if it was, I think that I heard Murphy during Mike Clemens sports update a moment ago saying that Priester might not be the guy that gets the bulk of the game. So we'll see what happens if it's Patrick or who. Maybe Quintana. I don't know.
That's it. You just got to keep them guessing. You got to keep Craig Counsell guessing, which I will also say in conclusion, as the Brewers were, you know, piling on the runs, and I'm texting with a couple of friends going, do you know how much I would give right now to see the cutaway shots of Craig Counsell in the dugout? And sure enough, on social media, a few people were putting up these little 5-second clips of Counsell in the dugout. And it felt good. It really did.
I wish that we got, there was a play earlier this year where somebody hit a home run against one of his pitchers and the ball is still in the air and he's turning around to go to the bullpen.
Oh, gosh, doesn't that feel good? Anyway, Badgers lost, the football team lost, but apparently they won in sense of they didn't get embarrassed. So we got that going for us.
I take it.
And they'll play Iowa this coming Saturday, and the coverage will begin at 9 a.m. on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue here live from Dallas in just a bit. Thank you for joining us all across Wisconsin and, well, as Jane Matiner likes to say, worldwide through the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort, year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, well, let's start this segment off with a little correction here on the Badger football game coming up this Saturday. That is actually a night game at Iowa, taking on Iowa for their homecoming. And so 6 o'clock is the kickoff. The pregame begins Saturday, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday for Badger football on some of the stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. A new headline that came in just in the past few minutes that there will be a vacancy on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals as Judge Lisa Neubauer has announced her retirement from the court coming up at the end of July next year. After 18 years of service, she will not be a candidate for reelection. Neubauer at one point was also a state Supreme Court candidate, but will now be retiring from her spot on the Court of Appeals. It's also on the Court of Appeals where you find two of the current candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maria Lazar, conservative, announced her candidacy last week, and she'll go up against Chris Taylor, former Democratic State Assembly rep. Court of Appeals races are kind of things that we just don't talk about in Wisconsin very much at all. It's very rare that incumbents are challenged, although Maria Lazar, who is well-funded by Republican and conservative causes, had unseated an incumbent judge when she was first elected. And they are, much like state Supreme Court seats, becoming more politicized. So along with the race for governor and, of course, Congress, the legislature, all the midterms that are out there, there will be a few different races for appeals court judges in Wisconsin. Those are held in April, same time as the state Supreme Court election. which means that over the next few weeks here, we're going to start to see some candidates starting to file for those positions, and we'll keep you updated here as well. All right. Well, of course, it's a Monday, which means it's time to tell you what's happening in the Up North News daily newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. We talked to Ellie last Wednesday for the first time, Ellie Bordeaux, our new editor, and we'll hear from her on Wednesday mornings right after the 7 o'clock news about some of the stories that she's working on. For example, today, and today, by the way, we go back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Newsletters. They had been Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a time, but we're back to 5 days a week. This is Banned Book Week. Banned Books Week, Ellie writes. The American Library Association and the Banned Books Week Coalition have deemed this year's theme as Censorship is So 1984. Read for Your Rights. And, you know, we've talked about book bans with our friend Laura Ann Bird here as well, but the newsletter tells you much more about banned books. And as Ellie writes, a reminder that every challenged story represents a voice that someone tried to silence. And she asks if you have read any books that have been banned and maybe changed the way that you see the world. Let's see. She's also got in here an article about apple picking time in Wisconsin and which ones are best. I mean, all apples are not the same. And the apples that you might make a caramel apple out of are not necessarily the best that you'd use for apple crisp or applesauce or apple pie. So if you're not familiar, which one's best for what it is that you want to do with that apple? Our newsletter's got an article about that. And also one more story here. It's all about the Ice Age Trail and how there is this annual hiking challenge that takes place in October, encouraging people to get out and see parts of the Ice Age Trail, which I have to admit is a bucket list item of mine. I've been talking about the Ice Age Trail, you know, forever, it feels like. It is this trail that helps highlight the edge of when the glaciers came down through the last ice age, the extent of their reach before they began their retreat once again. And of course, have carved out all kinds of, you know, moraines and hills and other areas like that, and would make for great hiking. Nothing you could ever do in, you know, in a day or even a year, because the trail segments, they're not all contiguous and they're long. They curve all over throughout the state. And so there are different sections that are more popular than others, and you can read about that in our newsletter as well. And then one more newsletter note, of course, on Sundays, we have my Sunday morning newsletter with a look at, you know, politics in Wisconsin and nationally. And then we also have a question of the week in there as well. And the question of the week this week is advertised as our first way too early poll for Wisconsin governor. And we this time around concentrate on the Democratic side of things because there are so many candidates who are in the race already. There's just the two main ones on the Republican side right now, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Congressman Tom Tiffany. So we will do a poll about the Republican candidates at some point. But I put out a poll with the Democratic candidates, the ones that have announced and the ones that are rumored to still be interested in getting into the race, and asking if you have a preference right now. And once again, the responses really start to flood in at 6 a.m. You know, once this thing hits the mailboxes on Sunday morning and throughout the course of Sunday, I'll see answers coming with all kinds of reasons why people would vote for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, or maybe they'd vote for State Representative Francesca Hong or State Senator Kelda Royes. All the different ways that people are looking at the various candidates and wanting to let me know, you know, their two cents on who they think is their favorite right now. So we will collect those responses throughout the week, and you can do the same. You can sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the top banner. And then for those of you listening to the radio show, you can take part as well. Send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and let us know who right now, you're not locked in, you can change your mind next year, but right now, who would be your choice for the Democratic primary for governor? All right, we'll pause here. Dr. Kristen Lierley and Selena Heller will be along, and we will talk everything from The Who as a TV soundtrack to the first talkie motion picture and the song that was in it on this day in history coming up tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR. The harvest season can take more than a toll on a physical body. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. This is Rural Mental Health Week, and we're drawing attention to some of the stories that farmers are sharing on things like social media. That's up next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Farmers do battle with Mother Nature every day. They can't control commodity prices. And just like you and I, they have family. Josh and Liz Steiner are first-generation dairy farmers in Monroe in Greene County. 21 years ago, they lost a child that changed their world entirely. Today, Josh and Liz are reminding farmers that it's important you talk about some of those challenges you face, not just with your family members, but with those outside your circle.
And I encourage people to, I call it de-stressitizing, but you've got to get away from the problem for a while, whether it's a mini vacation or just a daycation with the family or some buddies, or, you know, go out some night to eat with your spouse or your friends, or you got to get away to not think about everything at home, I think, is the number one thing. And I kind of stress that.
Josh Steiner, along with his wife, Liz, first-generation dairy farmers in Greene County that are now using social media as a way to connect with others that face challenges while farming. They're using TikTok as one of their platforms. Farm Talk is a community, they say, that helps to bring other challenged farm families together to share some of the weight.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
And you might want to start shopping for that Thanksgiving turkey a little earlier this year. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series says economic factors like disease challenges as well as high-path avian influenza have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40%. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies with a few showers possible mainly in the morning. It'll be a chillier day with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 40. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday. High temperatures in the mid 60s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster.
It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to today's history lesson for this Monday, October 6th, where we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly as well. Dr. Lyerly, hello, how are you?
I'm so good. Did you know about last weekend? I know you're not in Wisconsin, but oh my gosh, I recharged my battery with sunshine.
You've been raving about this weather, and I've been saying, well, down here in Texas, it's just, you know, the eternal quest to go from one shady spot to the other. The grandkids want to go to a playground, and this playground is built with, like, these big, they're not tarps, but, you know, shady areas just for the parents to sit in. So thank goodness needed that. So, yeah, I'm sorry I missed apparently the last great summer weekend in Wisconsin, but hopefully other people did enjoy. Did you or do you watch, I get NCIS and CSI mixed up. CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Was that something neither one of you watched on CBS?
Yeah, it's a lot of acronyms.
That's a lot of acronyms out there. Anyway, CSI debuted on this day 25 years ago. Wow, 25 years ago in 2000. And Who Are You by The Who was the theme song. And then there were apparently three more series in the franchise, all with theme songs by The Who. There was CSI Miami, which had Won't Get Fooled Again, CSI New York with Bob O'Reilly, and CSI Cyber, I Can See for Miles. So there's we continue to do the TV premiere thing here in the autumn. Let's see, from Tony, Kristen is really energized by the weather. Nice to see, because she's so rarely upbeat. Sarcasm in parentheses. Did you overdo it with the yard work?
Yes, I did. I loved every minute of it.
Not even going to sugarcoat it. Yep.
I've never seen somebody so happy hurting herself so much.
I crawled into bed so sore and just like happy for the opportunity to get that way. But my yard looks amazing.
Well, okay. There you go. And again, the over-under on when Kristen has to go back into surgery. We're taking bets now as to where to put the over-under for that. But anyway, glad you had fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Back to the history lesson. It was on this day in 1927. It came the end of silent movies, the first widely released film that actually had an audio track. The Jazz Singer premiered. And here's Al Jolson singing an Irving Berlin song, hastening the death of silent movies.
Blue sky, smiling at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see. Oh, don't know.
Voto do, you don't hear that enough in music nowadays, do you?
Voto do.
Voto do, do, do. Like, I'd hear that go. And again, remember, this is technology that blew people away back in the day. Like, wait a minute, you can attach audio to a movie? We can hear the people?
I think about this every time there's some big technological change that like sucks people in, and how people completely turn their back on the silent film because it just wasn't that interesting anymore.
Right.
It happens all the time, but now it happens at this pace where we don't even see it coming.
No, not at all. Let's see. Happy birthday to Kevin Cronin, lead vocalist for REO Speedwagon, who is 74 years old today.
And going strong.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
You can tell what a big REO Speedwagon fan I am with that. Thanks, Kristen, for the fix on that, for the save.
Hey, Upper Midwest, there are people. They're always around.
Also in the Upper Midwest, Chicago tavern owner Billy Goat Sianis bought a seat in Wrigley Field this day in 1945. He bought a seat for his pet goat for game four of the World Series against Detroit. Sianis and his goat were escorted out, and he cast the infamous goat curse on the Cubs, who would go a total of 108 seasons, 71 of them with the goat curse, before winning the World Series in 2016. And that was their one. It's going to be another 108 years, hopefully.
You could feel the goat on Saturday, too. Whoa.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was, again, rough. I didn't see it. I'm just watching the updates. I'm going, this is so great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Couldn't happen to a better team. On this day in 1973, Cher's song about racial discrimination and mixed race children was the number one song in the country. Now, this, again, we're going back 52 years. It was a song written without any Native American input, and so the song gets wrong, a reference to Cherokee culture, but hopefully opened lots of eyes to the idea of, when it comes to, you know, being a racist jerk, if you want to do that, fine. Don't be a racist jerk to children, okay? Actually, just keep your racist jerkness to yourself, if that's okay. Let's see. Here's a happy anniversary to country stars Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock. Coming off of last week's news about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman breaking up after 19 years, it's nice to tell the story of Faith Hill and Tim McGraw getting married 29 years ago today. Those kids still seem to like each other, too. So that's good. Yeah. Let's see. They did for a time share their wedding anniversary with Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. They filed
not a very
paperwork.
Long time.
Not for a long. No, in fact, for all of 8 years. Well, they no.
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 Not even close.
Not even that close. It was they'd been married 8 years in 2004 when Britney Spears and Kevin Federline filed paperwork making legal their surprise wedding from a few weeks earlier. They would divorce about 2.5 years later.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a more appropriate anniversary for the times. Instagram was launched this day in 2010. So 15 years of Instagram so far.
That old?
Awesome.
Yeah, yep. On this day in 2001 was the premiere of the UK American Idol, a talent show called... Now, that's a tune that would go on to be used for American Idol, of course. And this pop idol debuted this day in 2001 with then unknown record producer and talent consultant Simon Cowell as one of the judges. A worldwide franchise, of course, would follow. Were either of you like big into American Idol during the early seasons?
Like, were you born, Parker?
Parker wasn't born.
No, I don't think. I remember it, though. My mom was big into it, but I didn't really care.
His mom was big into it, Pat. I liked it. I was a Kelly Clarkson fan.
Yes.
She was good. Remember, though, like to put it into the context of the time, what a jerk we thought Simon Cowell was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy, yeah, in this day and age, back then we were like, he's a jerk.
Make jerk-like behavior more acceptable is really all it is, but... Anyway, that intro theme, by the way, that you're hearing, which was also later used for American Idol, was co-written by Kathy Dennis, who had a couple of early 90s hits. Have we got that one handy from Kathy Dennis there, Parker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not what I was expecting here.
Oh, yeah. This is very early 90s, very much. The song Touch Me All Night Long. But I bring up Kathy Dennis because, I mean, along with she had a couple of hits, but she later went to full-time songwriting. She won a couple of Grammys. She co-wrote hits like Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, Toxic by Britney Spears, I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, and others. So, on this day in 2018, Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed and sworn on to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kristen shaking her head, as is pretty much all of America, to which, again, you have to give the line when talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I like beer.
I was wondering which line you were going to go for.
Likes his beer, yeah. And Here's a story that goes way off on a tangent. Apologies in advance. But on this day in 1994, the Eagles had to postpone some dates on their Hell Freezes Over tour because Glenn Frey needed stomach surgery for diverticulitis. And the personal tie to this is that then the concerts were rescheduled, and we were in downtown Minneapolis the same night as one of the rescheduled conferences. We were going to some other event, bumped into somebody else who was going to the rescheduled Eagles concert, and they connected me with somebody that led to a job at the radio station in Eau Claire, which led to the TV job in Eau Claire, and all of the things that happened that helped my career cascade, all because Glenn Frey got diverticulitis, and I was able to bump into the right person when the concert was rescheduled.
Parker, did you just get a sense of like your grandmother going, do you know Aunt Rose?
Exactly.
Well, where she gets her hair done.
Yep. That's exactly what this is. And yet I will always be
thankful. And she knew Woodrow Wilson.
I always be thankful that Glenn Frey had issues with his stomach. So this is Child Health Day. This is National Noodle Day. Ooh. National Coaches Day. And Parker, why do you have listed here National Badger Day in the UK? Is that a Wisconsin sports reference?
Because Badgers. Come on.
Because always Badgers. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are.
If you can play the UK version of American Idol, then I can tell you that it's National Badger Day in the UK.
That's right. Here's to our UK Badgers, including my Irish cousin.
There.
Shout out to you,
okay,
Virginia.
Yeah. And your Aunt Rose. Fine. Okay, we can all make the interesting references here. So, all right, let's see what Parker's got for entertainment news to help us cover today.
Yes, yes, yes. You remember Snoop Dogg and how he was doing the Olympics over in Paris? He's doing it again for the Winter Games now.
Who would have thought? Back in the day when Snoop was like doing the regular rap thing, who would have thought that he would have become the personality that he is now?
Oh, I mean, he's not the only one. Like, Ice-T ended up doing the Law and Order. Just different stars who you think are just going to, or wrestling stars are another one. You think they're just going to stay in their lane. They're these bad boys or whatever. And next thing you know, they've gone mainstream because they know how to have fun with themselves.
LL
Cool J, another great example. Yes.
All the Dimensions. Yes. But not Eminem.
Nope. Not Eminem. He's,
What does Eminem do?
He still raps.
Is that all? I don't see him anywhere else.
At a little too old of an age. Yeah.
No, he's still pretty, he's still doing his thing. He's angry person. He's got a lot of anger to get out.
Yes. Yeah. There's definitely issues. Did either of you, I don't stay up late enough for Saturday Night Live, but you catch a little bit of Bad Bunny on there?
I caught some clips of it.
Yeah.
The monologue was fire.
Yes. taking aim at the MAGA critics who, and by the way, let me just state this for the record. And I'm not taking aim just at, say, Melania Trump, but as an example, people going, oh, Bad Bunny, he's from Puerto Rico, he's not even American. Being from Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny has actually been an American longer than Melania Trump has. He's 2 years older than when she first came to the United States. All right. And Bad Bunny, I like his response about people didn't like that he sings and speaks mostly in English. And he's like, well, y'all got 4 months to learn Spanish.
Yeah, that was a great bit from his monologue. It's like, you learn it. Figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to lie, I opened up Duolingo. I thought, why not? It's time.
See? I like that. All right. Along the way, we'll be joined by Up North News reporter Selena Heller, who has a story about the coming Trump cuts to Affordable Care Act subsidies and the very real life implications of making health insurance coverage that much less affordable. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Friday, September 26, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. We have Bettina Peters with us. How you doing, Bettina?
I'm good. How are you?
Always good to have you here and always good to be able to say your name. I love saying your name. It's a great one. Such a fun name to say. Appreciate you being here and certainly appreciate the work that our ADRC does in our community, in our area. It's vital, important work, and when you guys hang out with us, we get a real chance to put a kind of a spotlight on some of the things that you offer, programs and different events that are going on over there. And today, you got a really good one for us to get into, and that is you and kind of the work that you do and everything, because I feel like you like a lot of us and certainly a lot of people at the EDRC, your job has the tree of your job has a lot of branches that go off of it.
It does, yes.
So let's start out right out the gate who you are and let the audience know, especially anybody that hasn't had you heard from you before and everything, Bettina.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Bettina Peters. I'm an elder benefit specialist at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, and I am based out of the Marshfield office serving Wood County.
Appreciate that work and appreciate that breakdown for you. So when it comes to who the ADRC is, for those that don't know, and especially you know, getting to dive into this one, how would you describe what you guys do over there?
Yeah, so the ADRC works to provide peace of mind, quality of life to individuals and families through information and access to resources. So we offer services to seniors and adults with disabilities in Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, and Wood counties. So we're a four-county agency. And our services include things like navigating community resources, exploring available benefits, offering support for caregivers, providing meals for seniors. We hold healthy living classes. We have dementia care specialists, and we also have volunteer opportunities.
And there's each one of those great counties that you guys are representing in and everything also have certain, you know, things that are key to their area or, you know, align well with that. And it's something to keep in mind wherever you're listening to us, especially in one of those areas, to, you know, they are there. They are a great resource to reach out to for those things. And I would recommend, too, that if you're not sure if this is something that's, quote unquote, covered by the ADRC, reach out and find out. You know, if you're not, you guys will do your best to maybe point them in the right direction, or at the very least be able to answer, and you can check that box off of, so, okay, they can help me, I can move on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a great resource for people just to even just get connected to those other agencies as well.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the mission of our ADRC, how would you put that in the word?
So the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin provides choice and independence through personalized education, advocacy, and access to services that prevent, delay, and lessen the impacts of aging and disabilities in the lives of adults.
It's a great mission, and it's something that we all get behind and we all appreciate, not only because of, especially in areas like ours here in Wood County, where we have a very healthy senior population, but we're all getting older.
We are.
I thought, I'm an actor. I'm supposed to be young forever, right? No, turns out, no, it doesn't work out that way. I can lie about my age, but my body knows better. When it comes, in all seriousness, when it comes to it, I think that it's one of those things that hopefully people that can take a step back and see the big picture, everything works out, you're going to be needing these services of the ADRC. So even if you don't, supporting the work that you guys do and being a part of things, spreading the word about Meals on Wheels and some of the other different activities that go on over there, whether it is volunteering or at least spreading the word about it, you're going to be needing these services too one day. And I think it's important to keep that in mind when we're talking not only to you guys, but just in general amongst ourselves, and we're talking about our ADRC and some of the work that goes on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, either for ourselves, for neighbors, family, friends, loved ones, we all have conversations, right? And we hear about people's need. And then it's nice to have that in the back of our head, like, oh, I know a place that can help you.
You know, Bettina, as it turns out, I am only getting older. And as I get, I get a good 20-some years or whatever before I'm hitting that retirement age and everything. But I'm starting now to try to understand Medicare, because I feel like I'm going to need a good 20 years to be able to understand Medicare.
Yeah.
But I am somebody who's walking into that and not knowing anything really about it. But in all seriousness, again, one of those things that it's understandable that people that even might have been retired for a couple of years or been using Medicaid for a couple of years, this changes from time to time. You guys are a great resource for this. What can you tell us is a Medicare open enrollment period, what that is specifically?
Yeah, so that specifically is the period for Part C or Advantage plan and Part D. So those are the Medicare drug plans. Really review an enrollment into plans. It runs from October 15th to December 7th each year. And during that time, you're really reviewing your plan. You can join, you can switch, you can drop a plan, and then your coverage goes into effect on January 1st, as long as you have enrolled in something by December 7th.
And while it may seem, you know, basic to some, I just, why is it so important to know those dates, Bettina?
So that window is really open for people to get into those plans. So it's, if you're already in Medicare, right, it's a maintenance period is what it is. And a lot of it is you can absolutely let your plan coast, but by reviewing your plan annually, you can actually save yourself some money, which is important in this day and age.
Right? Yeah, agreed. Yes. Yeah. Well said. So what can I do? What can people do when it comes to this open enrollment period?
So we recommend that you review your current coverage and any plan changes that are taking place in the following year. So those changes should be listed on what's called an annual notice of change. That is a document that the insurance company that you currently have has to send you by September 30th. After you review those potential changes, you can compare your current plan to other plans, and then you can choose if you want to keep your current plan or if you want to change your plan for 2026. So there's there's a few different things you can do, and this is going to sound really complicated, but this is why we're here, okay?
Right, exactly.
So you can change from what's called Original Medicare, which is AB, and then you have a Part D insurance, that's the one we would be looking at, to a Medicare Advantage plan or Part C. You can change from your Advantage plan back to Original Medicare. You can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan. You can switch from a Medicare Advantage plan that doesn't necessarily offer drug coverage into one that does. You can switch your Advantage plan the other way, if that works better, from one that has drug coverage to one that doesn't, and then join something like senior care, which we can talk about in that context too. And then you can join a Medicare drug plan if you hadn't, and then switch from one drug plan to a different one, or you could technically drop your drug plan completely, which I would not recommend.
So insurance companies change their policies or different things go, Medicare, you have to adjust to that, and this kind of affects
you
that.
Were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Protests in Portland, Oregon, as a federal judge temporarily blocks President Trump from sending National Guard troops in from any state. Governor Tina Kotek.
There's no insurrection in Portland. There's no threat to national security. Oregon is our home. It is not a military target.
Day six of a federal shutdown, and the Senate plans to meet again to vote on a budget plan. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells Fox the blame lies on the other side of the aisle.
The Democrats just need to open up the government. I'm hoping that some of them have a change of heart.
Israel and Hamas negotiators are in Egypt right now, beginning a first round of talks on President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
The discussions are expected to focus on freeing the remaining hostages, both living and dead, in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from part